We were introducing a dimension which we call that you identify with something. Identify with a side of your decision or whatever it is. Today we'll see that I think I made a mistake or I took that too shallow. That's a much deeper and is much more meaningful than what I myself thought. And that will open us a new field of approaching our Avodas Hashem. So let's see. We spoke about that you are identifying with one side of your decision. But the truth is that to identify, you identify not with a side of your decision, you identify with something which is much deeper. That is the concept which stands behind. You are identifying with the concept. And there you are telling yourself, I want that thing to be realized in my life. I have a concept which has to be realized in my life. Yeah? I identify with that concept. So when I am identifying with the concept, that means I can't really get rid of that. I can't get down off from this rotzen or from this feeling connected when you want with that concept. I can't get down with that because I really identify with that, and I have to make that thing happen. And now, when you are going like this, then there happens something which is very interesting. It happens that the hechreach, that the concept has to be actualized in your life, this hechreach is bringing you to flexibility. That means you will find more than one way to actualize that concept. This is the healthy way of what you call she'ifas. She'ifas always have to be that I am shoyev, that a concept should be part of my life. She'ifas doesn't mean that you are shoyev to a specific maise. That could be dangerous. Yeah? Very dangerous. When you are shoyev to a specific maise, perhaps this specific action or this specific darge is not for you. But we all make that same mistake because we are not aware that there is something much deeper going on than well-defined ma'isim. There's something much deeper. The well-defined ma'isim, there are things you do according to your own level you are in Avodas Hashem. But the identification is not with the ma'isim. You identify with a concept. And this concept that has to be realized in your life. No? And then the she'ifa is a healthy one. Because then you can say, I am actualizing the she'ifa as in this darga, according to a higher darga, according to a lower darga, according to my tiredness, according to my limitations. But this concept will be, and it has to show up in my life. You can't bend that. It is a hechreach. So that's the way hechreach is moilit flexibility. And this is a big chidush, because we think hechreach is moilit stiffness. Because that's what hechreach means. When you are muchrach, then you are stiff. That's what you are. And you heard it, perhaps it depends where you are, where you heard, but there are people, big people said, the tachlis is that you have to be a muchrach. And this is a thing which is very difficult for me to swallow down, always. Because I found I don't want the tachlis that I should be 100% predictable and like a stony man, you know, every single day the same davening, every single day the same time of learning, every single day I am muchach. No, I am not muchach in my actions. That's a mistake. I am muchach in the concept I want to actualize. I am muchrach in that. And then it's healthy. Then I am a very healthy man that I am muchrach. in actualizing tefillah or musar or whatever it is. I am muchach in doing that, but I'm not muchach to do it in a certain way, because that depends where I am. Yeah? So this is the taking the achrayas. And achrayas you always take about something which is muchach. Achrayas means a certain achrayah, that's right, because otherwise you'll pay. That means achrayas, I am muchach. But what am I muchach for? I am not muchach to do a certain action. No. But I am muchach 100% that this idea or this concept should be realized in my life. That is where we are holding by our taking the achrayas in our own life. Yeah? So that's a big chiddush. That's the first time I see that she'ifas make sense. Yeah? Because for me, she'ifas never made any sense. I wasn't able to understand that concept. Why should you be able to sign or to make a mark about a certain maisa you have to reach? Why should you be able to do that? Who was revealing to you that this is for you? Who revealed to you that you will be able to reach there? Who? So, but it's all the same mistake, that you are caught in the world of well-defined actions. And then you say, I have to reach that I am learning 15 hours a day. Or I have to reach that every single day, 6 o'clock in the morning, I will be in Beis Medrash, you know? No, this is not the she'ifa. This most probably will make you sick. Yeah? And I know not one, and not three, and not five, not 10, and not 20 bochim, which became really sick because of these things. Because they took a certain action and they worked desperately that they should reach this action. That makes no sense. It's senseless, because who told you that's for you? But they have to reach a concept. The concept means that Torah should enter my head when that is learning. Yeah? But then you will be flexible, because in a matzah, when you are tired and you went to sleep late and still you have to learn in a certain way. And in another matzah, you can learn in a different way. And the way we spoke last time, when there is a cheshbon sugya, learn it in one way. And when there is a gadat sugya, you learn in another way. You become flexible, because Torah has to enter your head. And Torah is not a Swiss cheese which has holes in it. No, it's the whole thing, you know. The Gemara is from the beginning till the end. You can't skip, because it's not matim for you. You have to learn that too. That's also Torah, and it's also Gemara. Is it Cheshbonis? Is it Agadatis? Whatever it is. But it is the concept you have to reach for. And then you can do it according to your level. And when you have a lot of time in front of you to learn, you can do it in one way. When you have less time to learn, you do it in another way. But it's all, this concept has to be actualized by you. And there, you can't get off that. And that is the hechreach, which is healthy. Yeah? So this, I understood a thing. I am over here. I don't know how this is in America, how you express yourself in America. But over here in Eretz Yisrael, I am in between the Hebrew-speaking people, and once in a while they say these expressions, which they sound very intelligent, and you can't really tell them that you don't understand. Yeah? One expression is, I like that very much, the Israelis say that, it means hafuch al hafuch. You heard that once. Could you explain that to me? So I don't know how to explain, I don't know what that means. I don't know. And there was no one, I found no one which could express that exactly to me. But there's another expression which they say, Hu rotze lirzot. He wants to want, you know, he wants to wish, he wishes to want, you know. So this also I don't understand really. So he wants. No. Talomevin. It's in Lomamash. So Hu rak rotze lirzot. So what does that mean? What does that mean? No. The difference is exactly what we speak now. The difference is, a real rotzen is a rotzen which comes along with that you are mizdahe, you have an identification with the thing. That's the real rotsu, and there you don't get off. But the rotsu which is there without you identify with what you want, this rotsu you can't get off. Because you want it, and then another one comes in, another rotsu comes in, and it's stronger. But when you identify with something, that's a real strong rotsu. Yeah? So I look for that. And then I found that be'etzum, what we speak, that's a mefurish, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, in the Nefesh HaChaim. Because Reb Chaim Volozhiner, he says that the person is able to build himself from one point, from one nekuda. Yeah? And this is a very awkward thing to say, because I want to build myself from one nekuda, I have to really meet stomach with your fellow, you know. Only one nekuda I can build myself, you know. How is that going? So Reb Chaim Volozhiner expresses it like this. The nekuda a person is able to build himself from is called Rotzen Hapnimi Hamachtir Nefesh Miyisroel Mitzad Hayire. That's the nekuda. So what in our translation means Rotzen Hapnimi Hamachtir Es Nefesh Yisroel means that is a Rotzen which comes along with to be identified with it. Yeah? That's the Rambam, he brings the Rambam which says, Reutze Lios Mi Yisroel. I want to be a Jew. That's the Rotzen, that's the sort of Rotzen the Nefesh HaChaim relates to. Yeah? That's a Rotzen which comes along with that, that you identify with what you want. Yeah? You identify yourself with that. That's Rotzen Apnimi, Hamachter Nefesh Mi Yisroel, and now he says, Mitzad Hayire. Mitzad ha-yire means that you can't get off that. Yire always means you are muchach. Yire is a hechreach. Yira shomai makes you that you can't play around with a thing. You are muchach to do it. That's what yira shomai does. So this rotzen, which comes along with that, that you identify with it, that goes together with that, that you can't get off that. It's mitzad ha-yire. You can't get off that rotzen. And then you can build yourself from all the sides. Because when you have such a rotzen that you identify with a certain concept, then you have to build yourself from all the different sides. That is the plan B we spoke last time. You have to have, you are going attack this she'ife when you want. This rotzen pnimi. You want to actualize that from one side, and then you see it is difficult, then you are not only going and say, I am muchrach to tackle it from that side, because that's not your hechreach. The hechreach is the rotzen for the concept. The rotzen hapnimi, hamachtir es nefesh mi Yisroel. That's you are muchrachin, not in the way to do it. And you try to do it from one side, and you see it's difficult, then you try to do it from the other side. And that's the way you will build, be built as a full human being. You'll build your right side and your left side. Your right eye and your left eye. You'll build your speech, you'll build your feet, you'll build all of your avarim out of this one rotzen pnimi, hamachtir es nefesh Yisroel mitzad ha-yire. That means you have a concept which you really want and you identify with that concept and you can't get off that. It's not shayich. You can't tell yourself, okay, what shall I do? I want to do it. No, you have to actualize it, and then, because there is an hechreach, you have to tackle that from all the different sides. And now you are achroi, you see? Now you have an achrayis. Now you build yourself as an achroyistic person for what you really are shayim. And you see how far that is from the concept of she'ifus which is there. Because the concept of she'ifus goes on in the tzibur is that you are shoyev to a certain madrege. That means to a certain action, to a certain level of functioning. That's your she'ife. That's what people say. For example, I ask people, where are she'ifus mentioned in Chazal? And they say, Mosa yagia maisai lamasi avoisa avromi yitzhok v'yakov. And then I ask the person, do you really think that you can reach Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov's darge? And then he has to answer no, otherwise he's apikiris. Because by me it says, Ein Oves Elosh Leishon. There are only three overs and you can't reach that Darda. So I asked him, so do you think that's a good Shiva? So he says, yeah, it's a good Shiva because it makes you run all of your life and you'll never reach. So when you like these nonsense, then you can be happy. But it is a basic nonsense. Chazal don't tell you some pop-up speech which you will never reach. Chazal are not into that. So Rabbi Saul already says, Mosagi or Maisel or Maisel Avoisa means something else. Yeah? Chayev Olam Loima. That means something else. Yeah? No. That's not cheapest. But that, it's all coming from this one thing. That we think that what is in store, it's only a well-defined Maisel. What you have to produce. And you don't produce it yet. And then you say, but I have a she'ifa to produce that. And that makes you sick. I tell you it makes you sick. Perhaps not you, but when you, it is a thing, this whole she'ifa's business is lekatchila there, that you shouldn't be achroistik. As Eidos Kiboit, you know, for example, means, but I am not achroi for that, because I say this I never reach, yeah? Huh? And then you say, I have to reach a Madrege like Reboch Ber, or like Chmez Reb Chaim. And I know that I will not reach there, because you will not be like Reb Chaim Brisker, it's not Shayach. But I have to have a Sheifa, and I have a Sheifa Lekatchile without any Achrayes. A Bande von nicht Achrayesdike Menschen. So see this, yeah? And then you, but you, you make yourself fine, and you think I am great, you know, I have she'ifas. What are your she'ifas? My she'ifas are, and then big words, or big names, or big things, you know. No! This is all things which I saw. The te'eles from such she'ifas is nearly nil, or is nil, or negative, something like this, yeah? But the hezek from such she'ifas are hundreds of bochim. Not one, not five, not ten, and not hundred. Hundreds of bochim are having a hezek from such things, you know. They go into nerven, and they go into pressure, and they go into lachas, and whatever you want, out of this nonsense, you know, because they have to have a she'ifa for a certain well-defined goal, which that makes absolutely no sense. Huh? But the real Shifa is this Rotzna Pnimi Hamachtires Nefesh Misroel Mitzadayire. That you have a Rotzen to have an identification with a concept. Yeah? Is it in Musa, is it that Torah should build you, to build your personality? Not only Torah should teach you what to do, or halachas, Torah should build your personality. So that is the concept you identify with when you are working on Musaf. When you are working on Tefillah, this depends which concept. But you have a concept, you have to speak to the Borei Olam. I tried it out myself, yeah? This week I thought, is that true? So I had a Shmona Esra and Matzah, like, you know, I am a little bit tired, and a little bit really tired, or I have other things on my head, and I have to say a Shmona Esra. Then I thought, no, but there is now a concept that I really identify with that, that these 5 or 10 or how many minutes those are, to say Shmona Esra, I want to have the concept of speaking to the Borei Olam actualized by me. It made an entirely different Shmona Esra. Because I was muchach in that. I am muchach, but I am tired. But I have to speak to the Borei Olam. Eh? This is the concept. The concept not to say the words with a kavone. That's what you do. I know people who say they are not speaking to anyone, but they say the words with a kavone. You know them, you know. Once I see that, I had it in Bnei Brak this week. I was davening Shmona Esra Ma'ariv, and there was a guy there davening half loud, you know. He was quiet, but half loud. When I finished my Shmona Esra, that took 8 minutes, 7, 8 minutes in Ma'ariv, yeah. But he was still in the first brocha. You know, do you want me to speak to you Like this? No, you don't want. No, you don't speak to anyone. You don't speak to anyone. That's not my thing. Rav Chatzkel Levenstein had a Talmid, which he was married in Shmon Esra, which was still standing Shmon Esra when he finished his Chazor Zashatz. By Rav Chatzkel Levenstein, till the Chazor Zashatz Ponimesh was finished, that was pretty long. And the guy was still standing in Shmon Esra. And Rav Chatzkel went out, the guy was still standing in Shmon Esra. And then Rav Chatzkel went to the guy and took him in the middle of Shmon Esra and told him something into his ear, and he went away. So the Bochim was states that they couldn't resist. They had to ask afterwards the person, what did the Mashgiach tell you? So he told them, the Mashgiach told me, I shouldn't forget that there is a Beroilo. Rav Chatzkel gut gewusst, was er redt. Gut gewusst. He knew exactly what he speaks, you know. You are concentrated on your action, and the whole concept is out of the window. There's no concept there. There are Yotzei Dechayva of the action, there's no concept there. Then there is no Sheifas. There's no Sheifas, there's only this rigid thing, which you have to do what you decided to do. And when you don't do it, you will be under uppermost pressure. No. No, it's not like this. It is that it is a concept, it depends. You are tired, or you have a bad mood, or you are torn with your money, or torn with your neighbor, or whatever it is. So the Shmon Esra is definitely there to actualize the speaking to the Beroilom. But speaking to the Beroilom in such a matzev is a different one than speaking to the Beroilom in a matzev when you are entirely ruhig and you're entirely with yourself, then you speak differently. But you can't get rid of that. You can't. You cannot decide, I will not speak to the Bero Olam. This option isn't there. Because it's Rotzen Apnimi HaMachtir at Nefesh Yisroel Mitzad Hayire. That you can't get rid of that. You can't get down. And then suddenly you build yourself up from all different kind of directions. Because you are tired and you are Benuchas Nefesh and you have all different kind of directions. From one nekude, from one rotzen, you are building up a whole human being. That's Nefesh Chaim. So this is what we are doing when we are responsible in our lives. So you see that this whole identification, is to identify with the thing is much deeper than what we thought. I'm not chayzer that when you make a decision according to being identified. It is still there, but you will have to think about that. It's still there. But it is much deeper. It's a deeper thing. It's more than that. It is something which you identify with the concept behind. And then it begins to be healthy. Then you work, and your hechreach is the uppermost healthy hechreach. Yeah? Because this hechreach will lead to flexibility, and where you are, you can work with that. This is mamish. It's bodu gumenus. I tried it out, and that thing works. Yeah, it works like this. That you see yourself in a different light when you do it like this. So that is being achroi for your life, for your decision, for your sheifa. That's all being achroi. And you see how far that goes, that we are taking the whole thing only as rigid actions. That's what, that is mitzvah always. And I have to fight very strong that this will not do the job. Because then you are stuck in one side. And then you are not, don't have two ways. You don't have a plan B. Why don't you have a plan B? Because it is this plan A is like Mekudesh. The plan of action is like a double kodesh. No, the double kodesh is the concept is a double kodesh. The plan of action is not a double kodesh. You know, when the same thing we spoke about Musa, the way Rabbi Sol said, "How do you have to learn Musa?" We said it last time. No, Rabbi Sol. No, when you say Musa, so I was in my Beryankiv. I was in Beryankiv and Musa. This is an endeavor which is very well defined from the beginning. That's right. Because Musa, when I was in Beryankiv, I thought like this. Musa, first you have to close your heart, and then you have to close your seichel, And then you have to have a certain nigun, and you have to sing that nigun in front of an open book, which is predictable, the book. It's received as a shorim, perek aleph, or whatever it is. And I had a chaver of mine, which for half a year, every single time, from 7 till 7:30, was opening a Mesilas Shorim in the first perek, and for half a year he was Yesoid Hachasidus Veshoid Veshoid Yesoid Hachasidus for half a year. He was turning over into a different person, no doubt. He was turning over into an idiot, for sure. That's the thing which does not work, and it's so rigid. This learning Musar, it is so rigid that I had once a person which came into the Beis HaMusar and he wanted to learn Musar. Yeah? But he didn't have yet a sefer in his hands. He was looking for a sefer. Is it the Chavis Alvavis or Shari Tshuva? He didn't know exactly. He was standing in front of the Sforim Shafer and he was beginning to sing. And he said, ay, 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 ay. And I asked myself, he didn't begin to learn Musar yet. What do you are you singing? You have to do that nigun whenever you have nisoyre for Musa, but you're still looking for a book. The tshuva is, no. The action is well defined. It's a hat, a jacket, a sefer, and a nigun. Once in a while you can change the seder, you know. It's first the nigun and then the sefer, or first the sefer and then the nigun. But this has to be done in that way. This is absolute nonsense. This is absolute retarded. No! Musa has to work! And Rabbi Sroel, for example, says, when he says how to learn Musa, why do you have to have a Beis HaMusa? Because in the Beis HaMusa, in order to learn Musa, you have to make movements with your body which are considered strange. Because that's the way you will be nislav, nispoil from that. And when you do it in a public space, then you will be ashamed to do it, and Musa won't do the work. That's why you need a Beis HaMusar in order to make all these tnuas without being ashamed. That's Rabbi Yisrael. Show me the younger man which does that, you know? Show me that. That younger man is, no, you don't do it. No, that's not yeshivish. Yeshivish is that you sit there in a previous tikka, tadinus hanefesh. It works, it doesn't. I don't want to tell you where we can go and look, but when you want, you see it with your own eyes, that Musar is not doing the job. But it is not, you can't say that that's the way you have to learn. I remember myself, when I was in Beryankiv, I decided not to learn Musar with a hat and jacket. And I had nice colored shirts. There's no one here which has such nice shirts. I had much nicer shirts than you have, much nicer. So I had a nice colored shirt with slankers, and I was sitting there in Beryankiv on the bench, and there was a younger man there, and I learned Musar. So the first thing a normal mashgiach would come and tell to this younger man, he would say, Leichter, you are a choshev, a younger man. This is a little different for me to say, but I was there, and there were times I was learning. Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapira, he had Gemoras or Kshuvis that we learn. Kshuvis that you can look it up. His own Gemoras, there are things written on the side, and it says Reish Lamed. It doesn't mean Rachmona Vitzlan, it means Ruben Leuchter. Yeah? So I was very good with the Rosh Hashiva, and we were fighting one the other in the learning, and he liked that. I was a good younger man. So what is the first thing a Mashgiach does to such a younger man? He says, Leuchter, you are a choshev younger man, you are an example for the Bochum. And by us learning Musa, you have to do it with a hat and jacket. So I beg you, please put on a hat and jacket and learn Musa. And that's the way you'll be a good example for the Bochum. That's the first thing a Mashgiach nowadays would do. The first. He never did it. I was 2 years in Beryankiv. I never learned with a hat and jacket. And he never said one word. And I learned Musa every single time. From 7 till 7:30. Yeah? Without hat and jacket. Yeah? But you never said the word. Why? Because you have to do it the way it works. No. Today, Leuchbad, it doesn't matter whether it works or doesn't work, it doesn't matter. It has to be done in a certain way. Like the way is Mekudesh. No! The way is not Mekudesh. That concept is mekudesh. You are a muchrach, but you are a muchrach on the concept. And then you try out different ways. And when Musa doesn't work in this way, it will work in another way. But you are muchrach with the concept. So that depth of identification, that depth of rotzen, and that depth of echreach is the background for you being achroistic in your life. You see it. And then the ways are opening up. Then come plan B. Then comes another plan. All the things we spoke will now come into the place when you do it like this. So I think that's a major breakthrough in understanding. And it turns us over in our she'ifas. It turns us over in our endeavors which we do, that we are muchach. And the she'ifas, all these musogim are changed. They said it, only we didn't hear. You have to be a muchach. Yeah, but you don't have to be a stone. It means a muchach means on the concept. Yeah, you have to have she'ifas. Yeah, but that is who knows where I can reach. Yeah, but you have to have she'ifas on the concept. Aha. So that is, I think, a very major part of our work. And you see now how far we can be responsible in our lives with our avodah. So that was what I wanted to say today. Next time we'll go further on in that direction in the session.